All right, for the record, the meeting has been called to order. It is August 5th at 7 o'clock. Special meeting. The agenda tonight is to discuss insurance proposal, to discuss Wayne County Prosecutor, one matter at the Wayne County Prosecutor, and then to have a joint meeting with the East Wayne Fire District Board. We can have 1 second. We'll go through our Wayne County Prosecutor issue.
Yeah, just a little bit of background. The audit just completed, not last week, but late the week before. I think it was about the 23rd or 24th of July. And at that time, the auditor, Mr. Ken Phillips from Wilson Phillips and Agin, had noted that there was a rep letter that needed to be signed by the next week. It was due on the 30th of July. Well, that letter was a 34-point letter, and there was some issues that I saw with that letter, and so I would move that we adopt Resolution 2019-08-05-1 to appoint me as the point of contact for matter 300-2140, which I uploaded to the Wayne County Prosecutor's Matrix last week. This matter is requesting legal counsel from the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office regarding the 34-point response letter to the firm Wilson Phillips and Agin, CPAs Incorporated, which just completed our 2017-2018 Township audit. Numerous items in this 34-point list are directly or indirectly related to the legal action which East Wayne Joint Fire District brought against Sugar Creek Township. As such, these responses require legal counsel in how to respond. The response letter due date was extended from the Auditor of State to August 16, 2018.
Do you need any of that repeated, or did you get it?
I got it.
Okay. I will second that, and we'll have a roll call.
Scott?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mitch?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anita. Since you've already uploaded, you'll need this resolution. Upload that, and then that'll... So time is of the essence there,
yes.
I presume, since August 16th is approaching. Any other issues with Wayne County Prosecutor? That was the only one you had? I think we've got a couple other open items there, but got a letter or a response from Counselor Bureau today that she's been on vacation, just returning today, so that's why we haven't had any responses recently. All right, Larry Douglas is here to give us a proposal on insurance or something. Or
yeah, did you send out the?
Oh, I thought that was carbon.
Did you give them
copy? Not done.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The thing is, I have a copy.
I have one too.
No worries. We can adapt.
Ohio plan annual premium of $9,201 less $1,195 advantage premium credit for the total annual of $8,006. I went and spoke with Whitaker Myers last week. We'd gotten it down to this from maybe 8,500. So the premium is about the same as what Otarma is, but it's a company that you guys know how they service claims with. John has said that their representative said that they would Tarma's representative said it would work with me if you wanted them to. I contacted them last, or Friday the 26th. Left a voicemail and didn't hear anything back, and I sent him an email earlier this morning and haven't heard anything back, which, you know, one of the advantages of the Ohio plan is having a local representative, not just me, but Whitaker Myers being local. And premiums basically the same. Coverages are basically the same. I mean, they compete with each other. That's what they, you know, one of them starts to do something, the other one doesn't.
Okay, so there's an electronic document that we can get, and...
Just sent now.
Oh, okay, perfect.
I thought that you emailed it to everybody.
No worries.
It's just an email, my bad.
And so what we had told the Otarma rep was that, you know, we're gonna review both and then respond. Well, then we have an opportunity to determine where we're going at our next regular meeting, which is the 13th. So next Tuesday, we'll have a determination at that point of Ohio plan or not. So I would say that gives us a period of time to review the document, address any questions to you.
Yeah, just give me a call if not by.
Yeah.
There's questions.
And then if there's any key points here in the proposal that you want to go over right now or that you feel are appropriate, then we can do that now, or if not, we can just have an individual response, I guess.
Well, like I say, the coverages are basically the same, particularly for coverages that a township of your size needs. John mentioned that they don't have a general aggregate limit. They stressed that. I've never seen anybody go to a general aggregate limit. Whitaker Myers has never met a general aggregate limit. Not on Ohio plan, but on any policy. And that's just something
right.
Hasn't happened. I mean, it can't, but, you know, you can go through your 4 million one claim, too. I don't know what else they, I tried to contact him to get a copy of their contract so I could look at it in detail, but I don't have that. I can't give you a comparison from my side.
Right.
The difference between the two types, Otarma is one type, Ohio Plain is another type.
Yeah, Otarma is a claims made policy, which means they only cover you if a claim is made while the policy is in force.
Right.
If you leave, you know, there's been some issues with getting, well, there wouldn't be any coverage for a claim that
right.
hadn't already been made. And if there was a potential claim, you'd have a hard time getting those coverage from a carrier we're going to.
That was of a concern to me. It's almost like you would have to get some type of prior incident claim coverage from anybody who's following behind.
Every claim paid policy that I have, and the only one, other ones I have are professional liability policies, are often claims made.
Yeah.
And those companies offer a tail coverage that you can buy. So if you've been with them for 5 years and you're going to leave, they'll offer to sell you 2 years coverage for things that would have happened during the time they had policy.
Yeah.
As I understand, Otarma doesn't offer a tail coverage.
Right.
So that's unique in business that I've done.
Yeah, it's an exit barrier.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was getting the Otarma bid was a great idea.
That's what I was going to ask. What caused our plan to go down by over 4,000?
Competition.
Yeah. How long have the township been with the Ohio plan, Larry?
It says in 2000.
Let's cover page here.
In It may have been since personal service got out.
Ohio Plan member since 2000.
Okay.
So we've been a member for since 2000, so we've been a member for 18 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it isn't that any coverages were altered, kept that existed without looking at it. I mean, the limits are the same. It's basically they just sharpened their pencil and brought the
basically,
premium down.
The last, whatever, $500 or $800, they took the dump truck bodies instead of putting them as part of the dump truck, put them as equipment.
Mm. Listed them separate.
Listed them separately, and that actually gives them replacement coverage. Where the dump truck is ACV, and after reduce the premium, it's that last $500.
Okay.
A little better coverage, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
So you're saying, as far as the aggregate goes, you know, they're touting no aggregate. You're saying Ohio Plan or Whitaker Myers never even came close to.
And I've never come close
to that.
And but
$6 million that you have from Ohio Plan is on our plan.
For the aggregate on any policy.
Okay. I noticed their rental reimbursements and stuff was a little better than ours. Is that accurate? They were saying $1,000 a day, and ours was only $50 a day.
I don't know that.
Okay.
I'll look at that.
I would think $50 a day is not going to be in next season for the industrial equipment that we have.
Right.
So, and same with the emergency rental, which was at least $500 a day.
What's that?
The rental and the emergency rental were lower than what?
No, see, I don't know what emergency rental is.
What's the difference between the two, right?
Emergency rental reimbursement versus rental reimbursement.
Right. That was one of the questions I saw as I was reviewing it. What's the difference between Demotech and then I saw on yours was using the AMI Best or AM Best rating system? It's just
half a dozen one.
Okay.
Yeah. Two different rating agencies, like in standard or floors or.
Yeah, so I am was part of Standards and Poor's and a couple of other ones. Okay. Is this rollover ratio, is that close to what we actually are with Ohio Plan?
Without
checking on?
Well, I don't know where, I haven't seen their financials, so I don't know if their liabilities are in there. There's
is this, so
a
you're not
question
sure this
about
is
that.
An apples to apples comparison.
I'm not sure that that's an apples to apples comparison.
Okay.
No. But that doesn't concern me because Ohio Plan's reinsurance is very good.
Yeah,
so. Over so much, they go to their reinsurance company to collect.
Okay. It's like, and, it's not like a dozen or 16,
and,
something like that.
And Demotech, Otarma either has reinsurance on liability or property. I forget which one, because I understand they don't reinsure the other. That comes from the pool. So if it comes from the pool and there's a claim that they need to a big claim they have to collect from, it doesn't come from a reinsurance contract, it comes from the other members.
Gotcha. That was some of the questions I had. You guys have anything else?
I'll take a read through your document and then probably give you a buzz and we can go through those. And by then, hopefully, we've got an answer on the rental.
Yeah.
So we can understand that difference and
okay. As I understand it, these are the two big players in the township market.
Right.
I mean, Otarma's got 80% and the biggest one is Ohio Plan, so
Yeah, like I said, they match up very well because that's what they have to do.
And John, you said you forwarded that then?
Okay, cool. As he started his presentation.
All right.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Any other questions for Larry? At this time? You're free to go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
All right, well, we'll just chill out until our representatives from East Wayne Fire District start their meeting, and then we'll continue at that time.
Yeah, Dennis, do you want to get set up at all, or?
You guys can come on up and join the fun. Yeah. I don't have a bunch of dead time.
A great building, but when it's quiet, it's very quiet.
Yeah.
It's dead.
Yeah.
Had a son graduation party here and helium balloons and got one stuck up there in the ceiling and
fish that back down.
Didn't have a ladder to get it down, so I think Rick Kerr ended up taking it down.
Why you can hear that? Someone vibrating. Just that quiet. I just wanted to get up and move.
All right, according to my phone, it's 7:30. I'd like to call this meeting of the East Wayne Fire District to order. In attendance tonight from East Wayne are Mr. Blake Nussbaum, Mr. Dennis Finley, Mr. Rick Peters, and myself, Mr. Don Grimes. The purpose of tonight's meeting is to discuss the settlement proposal sent to Sugar Creek Township and any contractual issues that might come up. As we begin, I have a couple questions. A couple questions for clarification. Is the Sugar Creek Township Board of Trustees meeting still in session?
Yes, it is.
Is this meeting being recorded?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. To that end, Mr. Dennis Finley has prepared a short presentation, and at this time, I'm going to ask him to proceed with that presentation.
Now, in getting ready for tonight, it was kind of interesting because I had to find myself doing research into things, and I actually found some things I didn't expect to find. In dealing with conflict, a lot of times you have to try to figure out exactly what the issue is that's causing the conflict. And I know that there are certain things that have the ability to inflame, get people upset, and that kind of thing. That is not the intent of this. What I'm going to do is I know I'm going to look at some of the information because we need it in order to be able to look at numbers. So in looking at like the original contract and some of the things that are there. So what I also have is based upon our proposal, I did not take them in the direct order in which they were in the proposal, because what I want to do is go through and look at the information based upon the financial aspect of it. Ultimately, the goal is to look at a spreadsheet that is a work in progress. But by looking at it, we kind of need to find out what would happen if there were different scenarios. So in the event that the current contract is valid, what would it cost Sugar Creek Township? In the event that we turn around and we come to a resolution or even the thing that we're proposing, what would the dollar value be to it? Sometimes, and one of the things I noticed when I was doing it, there are certain assumptions that you have to make. And I figured it didn't make any sense to print a spreadsheet because based upon the assumptions, the only way we can work some of these things out is together as a group. And that way, if we need to change numbers here or there, we change the numbers. That way it makes it fair for everybody. I know yesterday at church, I was asking people to pray for us, and I said, well, you know, the strange thing is, I said, tomorrow night, there will be seven men sitting at a table, and those seven men have the ability to bring about healing in our community. And even if we don't come up with a resolution to this tonight, just by the fact that we're getting together and we're talking and we're exchanging information, I think that's crucial. Now, things I guarantee you're going to find mistakes. I didn't start this until like 8 o'clock Friday night. But the thing of it is, it's not about being perfect. It's about trying to find what we need to do in order to be able to move forward. So our big thing is typically the contract. And it talks about the cost of the contract. The only reason I have this up is because we need to see what these numbers are in the event that there's a ruling in favor of East Wayne. So in the event, the Board of Trustees, in the middle there, in the event the Board of Trustees of the township determines that additional funding is necessary for provision of fire EMS services within the township and places a levy on the ballot to generate additional funding, the Board of Trustees agrees to provide such additional funding to the Joint Fire District as part of its contractual agreement. The amount owed as the cost of protection shall automatically be amended to reflect the current $70,000 and any additional amount generated by the new levy. The total new sum owed to the Fire District for fire protection shall continue to be paid in full or paid in equal installments in the months of April and November. One of the things you're going to find is in my spreadsheet, I built the numbers with the assumption of the end of the year. So there's partial payments that were made so you won't find partial payments, because I wanted to make it easier to kind of like try to follow the numbers. Now, in any kind of, yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt, just for clarification, this contract that you're referring to is the five-year agreement that the litigation is over, the one that
right.
was dated December 28th, or signed December 28th, 2015, and it was signed by Mel Wiss and Craig Limbaugh for Sugar Creek Township.
Yeah, correct. Like I believe that's true.
That's
this is, yeah, this is the one where, yeah, this is the one where all the fighting's going on about, so. Now, not everyone may have access to the same information or interpret the information, or they may interpret the information in different ways. One of the things I did on, I believe it was Friday, is I went to the Gazette and Kurt found me this, because I wanted to go back through and research the information that was printed in the paper before the levy. Because I remember there was a percentage thing that was put in there that impacted the way I voted, because...
Now we're talking about the new levy.
Yeah, this is the actual, the levy that's on right now. This is that 3 year that started in 2017. So in here, the numbers that I used in the spreadsheet are not accurate, because what I did was I took this number right here, this $147,000 from the newspaper article, and then the rest of them I took off your Schedule B. So it was not available from the one from 2017, because there wasn't, you know, JIRA didn't assess it for that particular reason, so if that makes any sense. One of the things that it did do was that one of the things that was presented was the actual East Wayne Fire District would receive 54% of the funds, with Kidron receiving 41%, and then 5% able to be used to pay Oroville for, you know, on a on-call basis.
And to be clear, this is not part of the contract. This was an article in the newspaper.
Yeah, this is not a part of the contract in any way, shape, or form. What I also did too, I went to the Board of Elections because I wanted to see the ballot language, because I wasn't sure if this was in the ballot language, and it is not in the ballot language in any way, shape, or form. So one of my concerns is I started putting things together. If there is a final ruling, and if it's in favor of East Wayne, then we do not have the ability as a board to compromise or to change the things in the event that we win. And that played in the back of my mind.
Yeah, please explain what you mean.
Okay. If the court turns around and they rule and they say, in the event that East Wayne, here you are, you've won. If we've won, our ability, with all the litigation going on, we would not have the ability to alter that contract without typically people on the board getting sued. People on East Wayne Fire District, because you can see how it's already caused the tension and the, yeah. So that's my perception already, but that's just me. So one of the things that we actually, that we have in there is we need to pay Kinder Volunteer Fire Department $35,000 to make right
and again,
for 2015.
This is not part of the contract, Dennis. I don't mean to interrupt you, but you say one of the things that we have in there, you're saying that clause that you have up there, that's not in the contract. That was in your proposal.
That's in our proposal.
Okay.
Yeah. So what I'm doing now is I'm kind of going down the things from our proposal that would have financial implications. That way, when we have the spreadsheet, you see where, you know, credits are given or whatever for certain things.
Nor is it part of the lawsuit between the East Wayne Fire District and Sugar Creek Township, is it? The amount owed to Kidron?
I don't believe it is.
Okay.
It is not. Right. So, okay. And then with the current this is one of our proposed things too. With the current contract with Sugar Creek Township is $70,000 per year for 5 years. And one of the things that we would like to do is to waive 2 years of indebtedness for $140,000. So that's going to show in one of the spreadsheets also. And then this was another portion or whatever in there. But one of the things too wasn't going forward to allow Sugar Creek Township to automatically pay Kidron directly, as opposed to the money going to the East Van Fire District, and then the fire district cutting a check to Kinder Volunteer Fire Department. Now, this is one of the things that was a line item in there also. This was based upon total runs. But if you remember what I already told you about this article in the newspaper, of kind of what was said to residents prior to voting.
By the newspaper.
Keep that in mind too as we progress into other things as well. So, and there's a couple more that are over here. So, I've got a little bit of a spreadsheet, and hopefully there aren't too many mistakes. So, what I did was in the spreadsheet, I took the millage typically, this millage, the one in red, I know is not accurate. Oh, you don't see that. I need to get rid of the other thing.
Just that presentation.
Let me bring it back up. Sorry about that technical difficulty. There we are. So on this right here, it's showing go ahead and I will bring that down. It should be right there. Technology, what can you say? This is the most important thing tonight.
I can't see your mouse. So are you presenting your screen or are you presenting a file?
I want to present my screen. So this should come up. I'll bring it back up again. Apologize, everyone. This is kind of embarrassing because it was up here earlier.
If all else fails, shut it down. And
start over. Where's your actual presentation?
Okay. Is this it?
I don't know.
Let's just shut it down and start over. Still did not do it. Thank you. There it is.
I was about ready to tell a story, so I'm glad I fixed that.
Yeah. I'm not very good at singing, so I'm glad it worked out. Anyhow, what I did was in 2017, I took this number from the newspaper because I don't really have the number, but you guys have the exact number. Also from your Schedule Bs. Here is that 63% based upon our proposal, but in the newspaper it said 54.
So what Dennis is currently showing is our proposal 9 points, basically written in numeric value in dollars and cents. So hopefully that's easier to understand than the written language.
Now, there was one thing that I know we talked about in the parking lot before we came in here. This is the actual, what the contract value is, and it's $70,000 a year. But during that point in time, we were going to forgive the entire $70,000. So one of the things that I'm not sure on, and you figure these numbers are based upon finishing off the calendar year, so not involving partial payments. I'm under the assumption that the way things were put together, if we would have received the $70,000, we would have paid Kidron 35. Is that correct? It, back in the original contract kind of thing?
The way I understood it.
So,
which original contract thing are we talking about? To be clear.
The original, what we're in court about.
The five-year.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, and say that statement again.
Okay. Now, in this spreadsheet, what I have right now is I have $70,000 a year for the 3 years. Having forgiven the $70,000 for 2017 and 2018, if that were a situation where the contract were in force, we would have received $70,000 and paid Kidron 35. Correct? Okay.
I think you need to look at that contract. I mean, just you don't need to do it now, but I don't recall that being in the contract.
Okay. It is not in the contract?
No.
Because if it was, I was going to change that number to 35. Okay. Now, do you see anything that's squirrely there or whatever for you?
Well, in 17, we voted for the levy. In 17, we didn't receive, Dennis, any funds until 18, just to be clear.
Right, but they were collected in the rear for 2017 or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, we're on the same page. Yeah. So, but everything else pretty much seems somewhat accurate. The only question I have in my mind is whether or not this number should be $35,000 as opposed to 70. So just to be frank with you. Over here.
No, finish that page, please.
Okay. So what we did was underneath here, the $105,000 that you'll find right here were payments that you already made. So you've already paid us $35,000 a year, so we need to subtract that off. Then also, too, there's $35,000 there that we would like for you to deduct from anything you might owe us in order to be able to cut a check directly to Kidron Volunteer Fire Department. So that was...
Why would we be cutting a check to Kidron Volunteer Fire Department?
We're trying to find the best equitable way to get Kidron the $35,000.
For what?
For services rendered from 2015.
So what they did for 2015, you're not able to just pay them for what they did 2015 aside from this table, the 180 calls that they made, you can't pay them for that separately?
We want to give them the $35,000. That's ultimately what we're wanting to do.
So what's keeping you from doing that to us now?
One of the things that we're doing is putting it here in order to be able to do that. To take from what? Okay, there's a point of contention.
Right.
Well, yeah, so...
And we can go on, but I just think that I think we would. That's not part of this contract in any way, and yet I'm seeing it as part of that.
But we're trying. We're trying to make right. This is what it is. So, this is an opportunity for us to make right. If that makes any sense. So that pretty much covers that one, right?
So what this spreadsheet shows is if Sugar Creek Township were to accept our proposal, they would owe East Wayne $215,705.
Up to this point?
Up to this point.
Year ending.
Year end. We'd still have 2020 and 2021?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Yep.
And that's based upon this percentage?
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so
which is not what's in the contract.
That's what's in our proposal.
Yeah. That's what our proposal.
This is strictly our proposal to Sugar Creek Township.
Now, what I try to do here also is on the right-hand side of the screen, you will find what you saw from the previous page. Then on the left-hand side would be if the contract is 100% valid. So the current contract, these are kind of things that we have. One of the things that's a little bit different that may seem a little bit, that needs a little bit of explanation, is payments made by Sugar Creek Township. What I did was I put $105,000 over here based upon what East Wayne has paid, what Sugar Creek Township has paid to East Wayne. But what I also did too is I put in $210,000 because of the fact that even counting what was paid to Kinder Volunteer Fire Department, because I wasn't sure if in our 70 we turn around and we actually then pay 35 to Kidron, or if that's what it was.
That's not in the contract, so that really needs to be 105.
So this needs to be 105.
And just show that definition again of 105, Dennis. How did you come up with that?
Well, the $35,000 a year that you've already paid to us.
Which years?
For 2017, 2018, and then we have a partial payment for 2019, but by the end of 2019, it'll be $105,000.
So far, we're $105,000 less $17,500, because we've paid you $17,500 for this, just so I'm following.
Correct. Yeah, you're at $17,500 right now, but in November, you pay the balance or whatever. So we're trying to kind of like look at an entire year or whatever. So typically, kind of like on our proposal, just as it is, you're looking at has the ability to have a dollar savings of $307,000 based upon if the contract is current and enforceable. Does that make sense? So
I would say no, but we'll
okay.
Go on.
Yeah, and that's just one of those things. So, but
okay.
You want this one?
Yeah. Really, that's the proposal.
Yeah, because this is pretty much the proposal, and you can see different things. And
yeah, make it as much smaller so everybody can see it. That's rolling.
Ideas, comments, kind of. Now, there were different points also in our presentation, but at the same time, this is based upon the numbers. Is there anything that you see that should be changed?
A few slides back, you had stated that Sugar Creek Township would have the opportunity to contract with Kidron.
Right. That was in the PowerPoint. And
right.
That's actually directly here.
So I'm assuming that's also part of the
proposal. Right. But what it is, too, is anything that would occur there would happen after 2019. So I didn't run numbers for anything after 2019.
Okay.
Just current to date where things stand.
So thinking of that, in 17, 18, and 19, the township has been contracting with Kidron as well as Orville.
Right.
So really, current contract 2015, you had the entire township.
Correct.
So that would have been, there's roughly 260 emergency incidents in the entire township in a year. And so now with the new proposal, you're saying that you'd be covering just the portion that occurs in the part of the township north of the Wheeling and Lake Erie, which is about 90 to 100 incidents. I think your run numbers are a little higher than that because you count runs instead of incidents. But so now we'd be taking this 215,705 plus the additional 140,000 for 2021 and 2020, and just using a simple average, we'd be averaging that across a number of about 100 incidents per year.
We want to look at, from our side, look at moving forward after 2019.
So what were you trying to use those run numbers for to calculate? That's the only thing I didn't follow.
Yeah, so we'd be at 345-ish and roughly 500 calls, so.
I mean, the only numbers I know off the top of my head is in 2016, when East Wind was fully staffed, we averaged 54 calls or runs throughout the year by each month. When you look at our current average, we're at 58, which is four more than 2016, with only Marshallville and the Village of Downey. So I don't know if that plays into your thought process, but those are two numbers I have directly.
I don't understand that. Can you explain that? How does it go up?
We're busier, even with less territory.
Yeah.
Just Downey and Marshallville. This year, we've averaged 58 runs.
Well, in our contracted area.
In our contracted area.
Which is
some of the contracts. So, with what we're covering this year, we've averaged 58 runs per month.
Wow.
Now, when you say contracting area, is that counting Kidron's runs?
That is just the runs the chief gives me.
East Wayne runs.
East Wayne.
Because I don't think we're receiving.
We're not getting that.
We're not seeing that in the.
We're not getting that number from Barb.
We're seeing different numbers on the call reports that we're getting.
We're getting just Sugarford Township, incorporated and unincorporated Sugarford Township.
Right.
We're not getting anything else.
Well, they usually list a village number for a separate one, and that's running somewhere around 25 a month.
30-ish.
To 30, yeah.
20 to 30 pounds.
So I didn't mean to cause confusion, but I didn't know where you were going with the total number of runs, how you were calculating anything.
Pardon me, looking at the percentage for the breakout, you know, the voters passed in on a 54%, 41%, 5%. I think that if that's what the voters went with, I think that's something we should respect.
And we need to honor what was originally presented to the voters.
Correct. Okay. In my feeling.
That's fine. That's something we can discuss and negotiate.
Okay.
That's not a. We had to start somewhere, so we went by run numbers.
Okay.
That we were given.
So I can change some numbers here so you can see what happens if that occurs. And what I did was I made links so it should go through. So the number comes down to that. And then I'll. Sorry about that. Switch the 54 here. I should go through all my spreadsheets.
Oh, one, two.
Yeah. So what it actually did is it actually made a difference of $40,815 by doing that, which tell the voters something you need to do, what you told the voters you were going to do, or whatever. So, and I would be in favor of honoring that. So, so you kind of see where our proposal is. Now, another thing I did was I looked at things as if without a contract. What's that? Okay.
So that is the financial aspect of our proposal. In addition, our proposal eliminates all the litigation. It is global in nature.
What do you mean by global in nature? Just explain.
It addresses the litigation directly, or the motion for a declaratory judgment
mm-hmm.
that East Wayne has with Sugar Creek and the appeal that Sugar Creek has filed. And it also addresses your motion to intervene with Dave Wayne's lawsuit against Chair Underwood.
Now we're talking a different thing, and I want to clarify too, the appellate court has ruled, so that ruling has gone back, and that contract has been just a current, so we're all aware of it, that current five-year contract
has yes, been we agree, Chief. The current contract has been reversed and remanded, which is just sent back to...
But it was reversed.
No.
No.
The it court was not.
Was not reversed. That decision was reversed.
The motion for...
I've read that, sir. I know exactly what it is.
Well, let me just read it again.
The motion for summary judgment was reversed. The case was remanded back to the
further proceedings consistent with the decision. So it's been reversed.
Now, I was at your last meeting on July 23rd. That question was brought up at your meeting. At your meeting, you said that you were going to get legal counsel for that exact question. Did you get legal counsel to answer that question?
They haven't answered it yet. Yes. It is an open item with the Wayne County Prosecutor.
So I don't think that statement you just made is accurate because you have not fully vetted that through your legal counsel.
Well, so I just read without, what the appellate without, court said.
Without so pushing that through the appropriate channel.
If you're saying the appellate court decision for what they wrote is not accurate, then I take exception. I think what Mr. Widmer was speaking about was, is there a contract at all in force
right.
at the point? At this point, not this contract.
Yeah, part of that inquiry with the Wayne County Prosecutor was a determination of where are we at now? Is this reversed? So is the five-year agreement in force? Yes or no?
So is that answered?
No.
So you can't answer or say yes or no to the question?
You know, I would say that's probably on the shoes on both feet there. You also, unless you've got a determination that says yes or no, we're...
No, I'm just asking because I know you brought
that up. We're each in our opinions and...
When I read that thing, I noticed when I read it, if I read one portion, I saw it favored you. If I saw another portion, I saw it favored us. It's the most confusing thing when you look at it, depending on what you read, and I fully understand it, and that's where our conflict is. So, but in the event a ruling is for us, and you feel like you want to do something, we've put some numbers out there for you, so you at least have an idea what the numbers are. So,
and I think I heard somebody say that concludes the financial portion, but there are also financial considerations with the other issues of exiting the mandamus, and so that, you know, that while that does not directly affect the litigation between our two parties, that does still, if you're bringing that into the contract negotiation, then that does have a financial impact for the township to consider.
So if you want, take some time or whatever, because this was just an opportunity for us to explain what we've got. If there's something that you would like to counter back to us based upon what you've seen, what I'll do is I'll email these spreadsheets to you. That way you can see everything that was there, and we've made adjustments and things like that. So
okay, you're on Which tab are you on? Presentation two right now?
Yeah, I'm on because presentation one just showed our proposal. I don't know why my value went crazy.
You have a comma instead of a decimal in cell F4.
In cell F. Oh, ooh. Good catch. And so that is then transferred into this, so you can compare two of them side by side.
Right. Okay. So yeah, if you would send this spreadsheet so that we can consider that, and I know you haven't moved to say that 174,890 is your number, but I'm hearing in good faith that would be your number.
That's.
What was your, is the presentation without contract tab for public consumption or is that private? Presentation WO contract tab that you have.
What I did was I put a work thing together.
Yeah, yeah.
I was advised not to show it or whatever.
That's why I ask if it's for public or not.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll save this and I'll put down without
Send
contract
us.
Or whatever, without the contract tab or whatever. So.
Got it. Yeah.
So the reason I asked that is not to present that is with the current stay ordered by the court, we're not sure what we can do contract-wise until this litigation is resolved, because that stay is still in effect.
What stay is that?
The stay that Sugar Creek asked for before you appealed the Collin Police Court ruling.
When that
state
was
that? Was that before
when,
me?
When was that?
Was before me. I don't know about
that.
17-ish.
No, because the appeal was launched in 17.
It was after the Common Pleas Court judge ruled.
Which was like November 9th.
Before the appeal process.
17. Yeah, so it was 18 or 17 or 18.
17. Trial court was an
appeal. And to my knowledge, that stay has nobody has done anything about that stay. So we are assuming it's still in effect, which possibly limits any changes we can make until this litigation is resolved.
Now, one of the things too, I know there's a number I need to give you also. Down for it's proposal number 9 when it talks about court costs. In respect to court costs, both parties pay their own share of court costs. What I did was I checked over with Tim Neal's office, and currently in Wayne County, their total court costs are $347.71. So that's all they are. We haven't received anything from the appellate court. So, and currently those would be ours.
Yeah. We depend on how the appellate court rules.
So Dennis, you said something and I'm paraphrasing.
Okay.
If East Wayne Fire District wins, you feel you cannot alter the contract without opening up a can of worms.
Oh yeah.
That's paraphrased.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that a fair assumption? Am I accurate in that or have I overstepped? But yeah. Because I would like to do something now and get it resolved early enough.
Right.
So I think what that means, if, like your statement within numbers. Like, so what does your statement mean? If East Wayne wins and we're stuck with the contract, it means you owe $523 and you could have settled for $174.
Right.
But even too, feel free to look down through all the bullet points, look at the numbers. If there's something that isn't right or you don't feel is fair, counter us back so that we can actually go down through.
I guess what I would say, Dennis, is I don't think we'll take the position to say whether your numbers are right or wrong.
Right.
We accept, you know, you've made the presentation here, you're going to send us an electronic version, but, you know, we're not going to say here, well, Dennis, this number is wrong or this one is. We're not going to do that. We're not going to validate or invalidate the number.
But if you do find something that I made an improper assumption, feel free to let me know. We'll change the number. We'll re-examine it. So, because that's all part of trying to resolve a conflict is trying to see the conflict through the eyes of the other person.
But what I heard Blake say was that the contract as it exists now with no proposal is what number? What's the economic number of that?
So one of the things that I think we should at least all agree on tonight is ending this litigation the best for the public safety within the coverage area. And to me, the answer is yes. So that's the whole goal that we're trying to accomplish. And listen, there's things, you know, I'm a big Benjamin Franklin fan. If you've ever read his biography from Walter Isaacson, it's fantastic if you haven't. So one of the things that I took from him when I read that book was a story. And it was a story between a man and a son walking from Philadelphia to Boston, right? They also had their beast of burden with them, a donkey. So as they took that journey, they first started off both walking. The first traveler that passed them said, "Hey, you have this beast of burden. Why are you guys not riding the donkey, saving your energy?" So they both got on the donkey and rode. The next traveler that came by said, "Why are you guys burdening the beast like that? That's not fair." So the son got off. So on and so forth. The next traveler said, "Hey, why are you making the youth walk?" So they switched. The next traveler said, "Hey, why are you letting the youth ride the donkey and the elder walk?" So what did they do? The next bridge they came across, they threw the donkey off of it. So what's the moral of the story? That it's impossible to avoid all criticisms, but we need to work together towards the right end.
I would agree with you that we'd like to see this litigation go away. You know, our proposal, as far as what we had said, was request was to, you know, to end the lawsuit. You guys have, East Wayne brought the lawsuit against Sugar Creek. You guys could dismiss the lawsuit with prejudice. It would be done, and then we could go forward.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I wasn't in this. I just joined this to help. You know, first, I just volunteered my time to end this because I'm, as a young man, tired of seeing everything up in the air. I believe East Wayne just asked the courts if the contract was valid or not. It was a yes or no question to the court. Is that accurate?
East Wayne filed the litigation.
They filed a motion for declaratory judgment asking the courts if the contract was valid.
So that was the only question that was brought amongst the courts, right? And so nobody, that's what we need to ask.
Nobody here
was there.
On the boards.
Right.
With the exception of Mr. Grimes. But right. Yeah.
So, I mean, if you think about how simple that is, it all started with one question. Let's answer that question and move forward. So, I mean, all of the rewording of things is irrelevant. If we dismiss it, we should get rid of it. But when we finalize it, it has to be done in the appropriate manner, the appropriate language, so that everyone is protected and everyone is validated and everyone can move forward.
I would also ask, what is the benefit to public safety or to our residents' best interest for us to consider that, let's say, if the process reveals that this contract is valid, and so now East Wayne Fire District is responsible for the entire township, and we've spent all of these funds, I mean, what is the benefit to the public to continuing the process?
That's why we're here.
To continuing the litigation.
That's why we're here. We do not want to continue it.
Then, you know, we've requested that you dismiss it. That's not in our power.
It goes straight back to my previous comment that we want to take whatever is the best for everybody, and it has to be done responsibly. So you can't just say it goes away, then there's no contract on the table, then what happens, right? It's just like playing kickball. There's rules. What are the rules we're going to live by? Let's finish it, let's end it, and move forward. It's that simple. I mean, but it has to be done correctly and accurately.
And we thank you all very, very much for your willingness to meet with us. It really means a lot. And I make a motion to adjourn.
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The East Wayne Fire District meeting is adjourned.
and I will move that we adjourn.
Second.
Thank you, John.